Car Insurance Guide. Whether you are leasing, financing, or buying your car outright, you need to consider your insurance coverage. Our insurance guide will help you understand when insurance is needed and how to make sure you have the right cover. Do I need insurance for a test drive? It's never legal to drive a car on public roads without at least basic insurance, so it's important that you're covered even before you take a test drive. Dealers will usually have insurance cover for customers test driving their cars, but it's a good idea to check with them beforehand. If you're test driving a car privately, you'll need to have your own policy, with driving other cars, DOC, cover. This allows you to drive someone else's car with their permission. If DOC isn't stated on your policy documents, call your insurer to have it added before you begin test driving. In some cases, a private seller might have extended their own coverage to allow potential buyers to test drive their car, but it doesn't hurt to have your own cover anyway. Typically, DOC cover is third party only. If you don't have an existing policy, some companies offer test drive insurance cover which you can buy by the day, or even the hour. Do I need insurance on a leased car? The answer is yes, you need insurance whether you're leasing, financing or you own your car. Some leases do offer insurance cover as part of the package, but don't assume that yours does. Unless it's specifically pointed out by the leasing agent and stated in the lease documents, it's your responsibility. At the end of your lease, remember to inform your insurance company so that they can change the cover to a new car, or cancel it completely. What are the different levels of car insurance? There are three levels of car insurance cover. Third party, fire and theft. Fully comprehensive. What is third party insurance? Third party insurance is the minimum you can legally have. It covers other people in the event of an accident, but not you. If you injure someone or damage their property, they're likely to be compensated by your insurance company. But if your own car is damaged or stolen, you are responsible for fixing or replacing it. Third-party insurance should be considered if you can't get comprehensive insurance you can afford, maybe because of where you live or your driving history. But quite often third-party costs more than comprehensive insurance, so it definitely pays to research your options before deciding.